You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
We're taking our Bibles tonight, 1 Timothy, and we're going to begin in chapter 5 tonight. I'm so glad you're here. We welcome the deaf section tonight. And today, for our visitors, the online visitors, I had a video this morning and it was very cold out. I said, it's supposed to 75% chance of rain today. It never came. Not only did it not come, the sun was out. I sat in the backyard for a little bit today, and it was a beautiful day in Santa Clara, California. I don't know what the week calls for, but the weatherman was wrong again. They're always wrong, I guess. Well, I'm glad to see you. Brother Garrett, good to have your dad. Brother Funk, I just saw you right now. Brother and Mrs. Funk, good to have you in church tonight. I'm proud of your family. God bless you. And were you in the rest home next door today, Brother Garrett? They had 28 over there. We have been shut out of next door to the Clyde Avenue property for since COVID. And they just let us back in and we had 28. Two of the four wards now are completely shut down. They're dementia and Alzheimer's, and they have to keep them in their rooms. So that's a good crowd with the two wards that you have. We are in 19 rest homes today. We had Bible clubs this week. We had the buses running B and C, and to God be the glory. It's been a wonderful, wonderful day. Let's stay together. Let's read a little bit together. Let's remain seated there. Let's read. Well, I'm going to ask you to read quite a bit. I'm going to ask you to read verse 1 through 17. 1 through 17. I'm going to be quiet in the sound room that you're mixing this. Get ready to bring the speakers up for the auditorium so they'll hear the auditorium reading. And I'm giving you forewarning because they're going to begin in chapter 5, verse 1 through 17. We're looking at the marks of a mighty church. A mighty church is sound in doctrine. Sound doctrine. No wishy-washy stuff. Secondly, a sound church, chapter 2, is a praying church. My house shall be called a house of prayer. Thirdly, we saw that a marks of a mighty church is a church that's filled with women. Godly women. And we saw in the text here, chapter 2, verse 8 through 15. Then it's filled with the pastor and deacons. And then we saw that it potentially leads to apostasy. Everything apostatizes last Sunday night. That is, we leave a once held position and we apostatize. Very, very dangerous. Tonight we're looking at two thoughts, and you know, I feel a little awkward tonight. It's like a Bible study. But let's turn it into a preaching message. So you help me with that, if you will. Chapter 1, verse 1 through 17. Ready? Begin. Rebuke not an elder,
but entreat him as a father, and younger men as servants, the elder women as mothers, the younger as sisters, with all purity. Honor widows that are widows indeed. Let any widow have children or nephews, let them learn first to show piety at home, and to requite their parents, for that is good and acceptable before God. Now she that is a widow indeed, and desolate,
thank you for reading the scripture like you read it. You know, most churches start and then they sort of die off. Not North Valley. You read so powerfully. Yeah, that's wonderful. Great churches in this text tonight care for people. They have a care for people. Look all around you, find someone in need. Help somebody today. Though it be small, some neighborly deed. Help somebody today. Others, Lord, yet others, let this our model be. Help us to live for others, that we might live for thee. Churches are not to amass wealth. We're not to be in the business of buying businesses, and many churches buy businesses. For years, Safeway was owned by the Mormons. We're not to be in the buying of the businesses. We're to be a lighthouse to reach the lost for Jesus Christ. Amen. We're to love rich people. Love rich people. We're to love poor people. Amen. Blessed is he that considereth the poor. We're to love the deaf ministry. We're to love the Brazilian ministry. We're to love the Chinese ministry in our church. We're to love the Spanish ministry that's preaching to the other property. We're to love the Filipino ministry tonight. We're to love the bus ministry tonight. Thank God for the bus kids. We're to love people. We're to love widows. We're to love the pastor. We're to love the elderly. Father, I pray that God, you would speak to our hearts tonight. May we truly be a New Testament local church, is my prayer. May we love people. May we extend courtesy to one another. May we extend love to one another. May we give the gospel to everyone. Thank you for your word, and I pray that it would not fall on deaf ears tonight. May we as a church be reminded and in need, may we be actually changed for loving people, caring for people. In Jesus' name, amen. Verse 1 says, rebuke not an elder. Now you see two different words, elder, in this text. One deals with elderly people. That's what this one is. Rebuke not an elder, watch it, but entreat him as a father. In this church, we have people, I'm not trying to get smart with age here, but 50 and above. That would be considered elderly, I would think. 45. Some of you are 40, some of you are 20, you think you're old people. But nonetheless, 50 and above, 60 and above. The verse here, verse number 9, talks about widows being 60. Don't bring them into the club. They had a widow's club. And the widow's club could not be, you had to be 60 and above to be part of that club. But here in our church, I thank God for the 50-year-olds. The men would raise their hand, but no ladies in the church would raise their hand. How many? You never ask a lady's age. But they're 50 years old in here, right? How many are 60 years of age? Nobody. We have one person 60. Isn't that amazing? One person in this church with all you 70 and 80 and 90 year olds. I wonder, do we have any? I'm looking. We have any 70 year olds in here? Look at that. A few of you are raising your hands. We have some 80 year olds. God bless you. God's word says that we're to love the elderly. Look what the Bible says in Titus. Titus chapter 2, please. Take your Bibles, 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus. Titus chapter 2, but speak the things which become sound doctrine. Verse 2, chapter 2, Titus 2:2. That the aged men, those men that are 50, 60, 70, 80 in this church, don't you ever come and say, well, I think I'm going to give up the Sunday school class. Why? If God's given you a mind, and God's given you health, and God's given you strength, stay in that class. Virginia, I won't say your age, but I know your age, and God bless you. Ran the bus today, 40 years later. And you're not 15 or 20 or 30 years of age, but you never tell a lady's age, but you're elderly. She still can run the bus. She's got a half a mind. She's got a full mind. She's got help. Don't let anybody talk you out of the bus ministry. And here it says that the ancient men, be sober, be serious, grave, temperate, sound in the faith, and the ancient women. Likewise, they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husband, love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to the husband, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Hey, let me tell you something. You older women in this church, you've already raised your kids. You say, well, they didn't turn out. That doesn't have a difference about it. You raised them. You did your best. You have some things to teach these younger women. You teach these young women to love their family, to love their children, to, amen, love their husband. Man, I'm not happy in my life. Well, tell them to get over it. Love your husband. Love your children. Do good. You people, Jackie Van Dyke, you have something to say. You elderly people that are here, Susie, and you're not elderly, but Susie, you have something to say. Mrs. Mann, you're certainly not old. You sit with an old guy. But you have something to say. Joni Raisley, have something to say. Listen, you ladies here in this, Mary, you have something to say. I'm pausing to think if I should say this. Mary knows something about a husband leaving her 42 years ago. And for over 40 years, I've been your pastor. And that lady has been a godly, godly woman. We are blessed to have her. You young girls ought to sit down and listen to her and talk to her. You young college girls, you ought to get around her. You ought to get around Mrs. Treiber. You ought to get around these ancient ladies. Mrs. Sly is an ancient woman, and she's not, but she's raised her family. Hey, Mrs. Lawman's raised her family. Mrs. Carr's raised her family. The Jacobs have raised their family. Mrs. Chung's not an old lady. She's young. She's raised her family. Mrs. Travis has raised her family. On and on it goes. Hey, let me tell you something. A great church has great respect for the old people, elderly people. That's why we park off the parking lot if we need to. They say, well, all those old people taking those handicapped small stalls and all those older people getting the parking stalls. Amen. It's what ought to happen. We join gyms so we can walk, and yet we want the closest parking stall. You know, Kathy Morris, you're not an old lady at all, but she has raised a family, four kids for God. All four are in this church tonight. You've raised godly, you have grandmother, you got grandkids in the school. All of you, you dear people that are elderly, and you're not old, you're not old. Don't talk about being old. You say, well, I'm 85. I sit down every Sunday morning with Marina right down here, your aunt. Marina's gonna be 98 in August. She is so awesome. She is so pretty. Her face is glowing. She's the sweetest thing. Her nails are all done. I said, if Mrs. Treiber dies, I'm going to marry you. And she said, do you have any money? I said, no. She goes, I'm not going to marry you then. I want this church tonight. I want us to take a whole new look at the aged people in this church and love them and be good to them and help them with the wheelchairs or help them with the walkers or help them as they're getting in the car or shake hands. Every elderly person ought to have a whole crew of teenagers that come around the church before church and just say hi to every single one. Penny Bridgman, you're in that crowd. You're not old, but you've raised four godly girls. I want you to know tonight, child of God, that the aged, that our church is here for the aged. And God's word says that you have a task to do. Go back to 1 Timothy chapter number 5. Rebuke not an elder, but entreat him as a father, and the elder women as mothers, and the younger women as sisters, with all purity. The aged. Number one, we're to care for whom? The aged. Number one, we're to care for whom? The aged. Two, we're to care for the widows. Six times here, you have the word widow. Verse number three. Let's read verse three together. Ready? Begin. Honor. If any widow have children or nephews, let them learn first to show piety at home, to requite their parents, for that good is good and acceptable before God. Now she that is a widow, indeed and desolate, trusteth in God, and continueth in supplications and prayers night and day. Thank God for widows that know how to pray. She liveth in pleasure, is dead while she liveth. But these things give charge, that they may be blameless. And if any provide not for his own, especially those of his own house, he hath denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. I remember I've told you this before, but my aunt Minnie, she was a member of our church for years. She's been gone for 30 some years probably. And we had to put her in a rest home, and she needed more care. And someone said, I want to propose that we start helping. She's a widow. Her husband's passed away. He died December 31st, 1980. So she's a widow. And my dad said, no. She's got me. I'm her brother. And she's got her nephew, my son, who's the pastor of this church. It is our responsibility to care for that family, our family. That's that verse. You care for your family. And if you cannot, then the church can help. And God's word says here, look at verse number nine. Let not a widow be taken into the number under 80 years. In other words, there was a club. And the widows could not join the club. Why? Well, report of good works if she had brought up children, if she lost strangers and washed saints' feet, and she relieved the afflicted, if she have diligently followed every good word. But the younger women refuse. Don't let them in the club. For when they have begun to wax wanton against Christ, they will marry, having damnation because they cast off their first faith. Watch it. And withal, they'll learn to be idle and wandering from house to house. Man, not only idle, but tattlers and busybody, speaking the things which he ought not. I will therefore the younger women marry, bear children, guide the house, give none occasion. Let me stop. We have ladies under 60 that are widows. We don't have one lady that's idle and a busybody. I thank God for the widows. The widowers. We don't have very many widowers, but we have a lot of widows. I know about 25 widowers, widows in our church. We probably have more than that. I'll find out this week. I'm beginning a new club. On April the 25th, that's a Friday at noon, and I'm going to have you come to the second floor of the Commons, the executive dining room, once a month, and we're going to eat lunch together. It's not going to be long. We'll just eat lunch. The next month, you're going to love it, because I'll be there. Mrs. Carr is going to speak to the ladies for about 30 minutes ahead of time, about 12 to 12:30, and then we'll eat lunch together. Our first lunch on April the 25th is going to be the Olive Garden. So if you don't like Olive Garden, let me know, and we'll get you Chick-fil-A or whatever. Because this church has a responsibility to the widows. It took me 50 years to get here. I'm ashamed of myself. But I'm not going to let these widows in our church, and I've got a list of them on my prayer journal. I'm not going to let the widows live and die without knowing that they are loved by the North Valley Baptist Church. We'll meet 11 times in 1 year. We won't meet the month of August, but other than that, we'll meet. And the Bible says, I want you to marry. And in verse 16, if any man or woman believeth have widows, let them believe them, and let not the church be charged. In other words, these widows, the church ought not to have to pay for them, family pay for them, unless the family cannot pay for them. We're to remember in this church, number one, verse one, aged people. Say it together. Aged people. Secondly, widows. You know, these widows, they give themselves to prayer. I look at that widow's list that I have. I know the vast, vast majority, if not all of them, are prayer warriors. They pray. I know they pray for Mrs. Pastor and Pastor. I know they do. We have a sweet lady. I told my wife this last night. She was driving out after soul winning yesterday, driving out to go soul winning. And she said, Pastor, how's Mrs. Treber? I said, she's doing fine. She said, I pray for her and I pray for you. Every time she's got her phone set and it rings. And she's here tonight and I see her right there. But she said, I pray for you and Mrs. Treber. You know, Brother Oxenite, she's not a widow. She's a faithful lady. She's been here for 40 some years. I'm indebted to that lady. My wife, and I told her, my wife said, she's such a sweet lady. We're indebted that you'd pray for us. You could criticize us all you want, but our church doesn't criticize. Now the world criticizes us and the outside and the religious body, but God's people here don't do that. You know, here we have the aged people and we have the widows. And widows, you're gonna get a letter from me tomorrow. It's already dictated. And you'll get an email this week to telling you about these events. But there's one more group, and that's the pastor, verse number 17. Let the elders, that's the word presbyteros, president of the assembly. That's a Greek word. Let the elders, the pastors that rule well, be counted worthy of double honor, especially who labor in the word and doctrine. For the scripture saith, thou shalt not muzzle the ox that treadeth out the corn. The oxen would walk in a circle and tread out the corn, and they said, don't muzzle their mouth. Let them reach down and get some corn periodically. And that's what God's word said. Let the preacher get some. And so take care of the preacher. And again, I don't need a raise. I don't need a bonus. I don't need anything. You folks do it all. It was pastor's wife appreciation week last week. We've had meals at our house. We've had dessert at our house. You're an amazing church. You recognize Mrs. Treber. She's got the flowers still at home. They're beautiful from last Sunday night. This church, you remember everything. But your pastor's a gift to you. It's not the best. But look what the Bible says. Verse 19, against an elder, against a presbyteros, a president of the assembly, receive not an accusation. But before two or three witnesses and them that sin rebuke before all that others may fear. God's word says, you be careful about attacking the man of God. I have been for years under attack on the internet, but I'm not under attack in this church. And that's all that matters to me. I thank God for this church. I cannot tell you, I've lived a long life and I pastored a long time. But this church has absolutely done nothing wrong to ever hurt or harm your pastor or pastor's wife. Nothing, ever. For 50 years, that's quite an accomplishment on your part. I was at a church and the pastor told this story. The pastor told the story of another church, and the pastor was not a good preacher. He just, He just didn't get it. He wasn't good at all. And he was long and windy and boring. And he just didn't get it. He was disorganized. Everything about the pastor was wrong. And a few of the deacons got upset and said, we feel like the time has come. We need to get rid of our pastor. That's that receive, not an accusation. You know, you be patient with get rid of your pastor because God always takes care of it. He always does. And the one deacon told another deacon, we gotta get rid of him. We just got to get rid of him. He's boring, he's long-winded, he's disorganized, we're going nowhere fast. And the one deacon standing here said, I agree with all of that. He said, well, let's get together, let's get this thing going. And this deacon said, no, count me out. And he said, I thought you said he is boring. He is. I thought you said he's long-winded. He is. I thought you said he's disorganized. He is. Then let's get going. He goes, count me out. The man asked him, he said, why? He said, 30 years ago is why. I vow to God that I never, ever again stand up against a man of God. He said, how'd you make that vow? He said, our pastor was boring. He was long-winded. And he was disorganized. And I led the revolt against that pastor. And I got rid of him. 30 years ago, I pledged to God I would never do that to a man of God again. He says, so count me out. I'm not in. This deacon said, I understand. You know, in time, that preacher learned how to preach. In time, that preacher learned how to be somewhat organized. In time, that man rose up to be a great man of God. You be careful. If someone comes and says, well, Pastor, you're not, I could give you more than you have on me. I give you a lot more about how shortcoming I am. My wife could give you enough about me. But don't ever get involved in that. Don't get involved in criticizing old people, elderly people in our church. Love the elderly. Take time to talk to them. Take time. I think it probably should be light. We're out early tonight. So the sun may not be dark yet, but as it gets dark, you make sure they get to their cars. Everybody gets, make sure we get the elderly to their cars. Make sure you get the ladies that are alone in our auditorium to their cars. Make sure that you help the elderly in our church. And make sure that we love the widows in our church. And make sure that we love the pastor.
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.